I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. So today, I wanted to talk about a good day formula. A few seasons ago, I did an episode and I called it the bad day formula, and it was a formula that individuals could use to help themselves through a day that they would perceive to be bad and that might sort of sabotage or kind of implode upon itself. And one of the things that I've realized is that there are different formulas that I use to recreate the experiences that I've had that I know have led to positive outcomes. And one of those things that I've, you know, one of those formulas is the good day formula. Now, unlike the bad day formula, when it comes to having a good day, the formula you create must be individualized to you. It has to be something that matters to you and things that you incorporate in a day that you would perceive to be good. So before I go there, I want to check in with you all and, you know, talk about why formulas are so important in general. If you think about it, DBT is a series of formulas, right? Dear man, please. They're acronyms, but essentially the acronyms are designed to provide a formula for you to use when you're in distress. So formulas can be found everywhere in life. Without formulas, or we'll call them rules, it's very difficult to find our way through many things. Look at reading, for example. Earlier, my son and I were doing some language arts, and he's writing a project, and he wrote a sentence, and the sentence said, for example, one yellow and two green feathers, period. And I was being silly, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm longing for the rest of this sentence. Where's the predicate? Right? So every sentence has a formula. There's a subject and there's a predicate. So let's say you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, the subject of the sentence is what the sentence is talking about. The predicate of the sentence involves the verb. Where's the action? What's happening in the sentence? The cat ran fast. That's a formula for how we put sentences together. So as much as the individual with BPD or the BPD brain wants to be defiant towards rules, we follow rules and formulas all the time. When you read your workbook, when you're writing texts, etc., you have complete thoughts, I would assume, right? Complete sentences. So you're following that formula of a subject and a predicate. Same thing with math. People who have emotional dysregulation issues often don't like math. I get it, I didn't either, because I didn't understand what a formula was. I thought everything in life was open to emotional interpretation. Whoa, right? Mic drop. Wait a second. Are you telling me, Rose, that not everything in life is open to emotional interpretation? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, not everything in life is open to emotional interpretation. So when I got overwhelmed with a math problem when I was a kid, I would just stay in a space of emotion. I didn't know how to get out of it, and then I would go, oh, I'm horrible at math. Oh, and then as I got older, I would go, I'm a therapist. I don't need math, or I work with emotions. I can't do math in my head. None of those things are true. The truth is that I didn't understand that if I found the formula and I followed the formula exactly as it was written without adding my own emotional interpretation of what that formula would be, then I would have a great time with math. So we're doing math too as well. We're doing area. So same situation. I had my son write out all of the formulas for area because math is formulaic. So how does this apply to you? If the formulas that you're learning about in the therapy that you're doing isn't working for you, then you can choose to create new formulas. The formulas of DBT, as I spoke before, didn't always work for me, didn't work for me, period. I didn't want them to because I didn't like to follow rules. This is honest. But as I grew through recovery, I was able to create formulas that worked for me. And one of the things that I do, and I feel like I do it a lot without thinking about it, is I'll think about what happened the last time I had a good day. Or the last time I wanted a specific outcome. So if my goal is to wake up and have a good day, then I need to think about a time when I had a good day in the past without negating the good day and saying, oh, well, it was mostly good, but then there was that one thing. You know how our brains like to filter out all of the positive things that happened. So step one is, if you want to have a good day, you need to force yourself to think about the last good day you had. And not about who you're spending it with. Because again, our minds, the BPD brain, can go really deeply into, well, it was when I was with the person and it was perfect and in relation to other people. But you yourself, even if it was years ago, what did that day look like? So find yourself in a space where you have some quiet time and meditate on what the components of your good day would be. And then start to list them out. Using honest self-reflection, even if it's something you haven't done in a long time. So let's say the component of your good day or one of the components is meditation, but it's been a long time since you've done it. You're not into it. You don't want to do it. Doesn't matter. Number one, meditation. What if it's exercise and you say, oh, well, I'm out of shape or I don't want to or that's too hard for me to do? Well, remember, if the last time you had a good day, you ate healthy food and you exercised, you did a spirituality practice or you meditated, you made an effort to connect with someone that would make you feel good and safe and somebody that would, you know, share with you or would listen to you, then those are components of your good day formula. Just because you're not doing them right now doesn't mean you can't recreate that formula to continue to have a good day. The second thing that I would want you to do in this good day formula is I want you to write them all down. And you can list them bullet point number one. Good day formula number one, I wake up at this time. Two, I engage in meditative practices and spirituality practices for 20 minutes. Three, I'm going to exercise by watching a YouTube video or go for a walk in nature. Four, if I want to have a good day, I need to make sure I nourish myself with healthy foods and water for the right reasons, right? Next, my good day formula involves reaching out and connecting with others. Perfect. Print it out. Write it down if you need to. If you don't have a printer, hang it up all over your house, everywhere. One in the bathroom, one in the kitchen. If you have a big house, you're going to be printing a lot of these or hand copying a lot of these. So the idea is that you want to take your good day formula and you want to print it out so you have a visual representation and structure to the formula you have now created for yourself based on your own history and your experiences. And when you put it up around the home, it's undeniable. You're going to read it. Everywhere you go, let's say you're brushing your teeth and you have your good day formula, right there in the mirror when you wake up. Well, there are all of the things that you need to do to have a good day. Now, are there times where this isn't going to work for those of you that will go, yeah, but my yeah butters out there? Where are you? Yeah, I can do that, Rose, but I'm going to anticipate problems X, Y, and Z and all the other things. So, sure, there are going to be things that happen that might throw you off, and then you can use the bad day formula. Go back a few seasons and check that out. But the bottom line is you want to start your day structured in such a way that you're doing everything in your power to make choices to provide yourself with a formula to have a good day. And if you're brushing your teeth when you wake up in the morning and your formula is right there, okay, I've brushed my teeth. Next thing I'm going to do is some meditative practices. It's been laid out for you. Next thing I'm going to do is exercise. Okay, that's been laid out for you. And then if you have a moment where you think, oh, I don't feel like it, I don't want to, then you think, okay, but if I don't do this, what are the consequences of that? Well, I'm not following my good day formula. And you can make the choice to not exercise. And then maybe the next day you'll see that the consequence of the decision to not do the thing on your good day formula list leads you to a different outcome. Remember, 2 plus 2 equals 4. I think we can all agree on that. So there's never a day that's going to wake up that where, you know, we're going to wake up, excuse me, and we're going to think that 2 plus 2 equals 6. I hope not, guys. I hope not. 2 plus 2 is always going to equal 4. So the good day formula that you create will always give you a foundation of a good day. My good day formula looks like waking up, having coffee, doing my spirituality practice, doing some self-reflection, planning the things that I need in a day, exercising, making time for play, spending time with family, spending time with the dogs, nourishing my family with healthy foods. These are things that make me have a good day. Movement is imperative for me. I know that if I want to have a good day, I need to move my body. So these are things that I do. Now, does it mean that when I do these things, I have this wonderful day? Like I said earlier, not always. Sometimes bad things happen, but having a good day formula allows me to have this structure to my life so I don't feel chaotic, and so that at least I know, again, that I've done everything in my power to have a good outcome. If I decide that I want to be lazy 4 days in a row and sleep and not work out, not move my body, and do things that aren't on my good day formula, well, then I'm going to get an entirely different outcome. Maybe I have a tantrum, or I'm more teary, or maybe I'm just feeling bleh and I don't feel as energetic, or maybe I'm not bringing my best self to the table in my relationships, in my work. So when I don't follow the formula that leads me to having a good day, I end up with a different outcome. So this is something that I really want you guys to work on, especially if you are in DBT and even if you love acronyms and you love the DBT formulas, maybe you could think of creating one for yourself so that you can feel empowered in your recovery process. If you're on a DBT waiting list, or if you're, you know, a fan of the podcast and you want to create more structure to your day so that you can have preventative care, create yourself this good day formula. And remember, the initial challenge is that you have to sit and think about a time where you yourself, without your favorite host, without your, you know, loved ones, where you yourself had a good day and what the components of that day were. And then you have to use your moral compass value of discipline, self-discipline, to maintain consistency in doing the things that are on your good day formula. Print it out, put it all over the place. If you want to write in, rose@skeeterstrength.com or contact@skeeterstrength.com, let us know what your good day formula looks like. That would be awesome. All right, everybody, until next week for another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. Okay, thanks for listening. That was From Borderline to Beautiful, a production of Skeeter's Strength Mindset Coaching Systems. We help frustrated individuals, resentful couples, and disconnected families navigate through tough times. Visit us on the web at skeeterstrength.com. If you like this show, remember, you can hear it on Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Pocket Cast or any app you use to listen to podcasts. Subscribe to get a new episode every Monday. Next time on the show, we're going to continue our eating disorder series. If you want to get in touch, you can leave me a voice message. Some of you had some comments and questions from last episode, so let's hear them. I'd love to hear whatever questions you have too. Just download that Anchor mobile app, search for From Borderline to Beautiful, and tap the message button to send me a voice message. So, if you like this podcast, not only can you download that Anchor app, but you can help us get this message out to so many more people. Head over to Apple and offer us that 5-star rating and let me know what you're thinking about some of our material. The more stars and higher rating we get, the more people will have access to From Borderline to Beautiful, hope and help for individuals with BPD.